Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now you get to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I've been up for I don't know how many hours now. I've been connecting with Ryan and doing readings, and I did 3 readings before the show started, Barbara, and I, you know, had written them out and everything. So it's been a crazy morning, but the energy is amazing, and I'm just so blessed to be here. A little bit about me. I'm DC Love, the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. It's just all me. I have an amazingly crazy journey. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, spirits sitting on me to get my intention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And I'm glad I did, because it really, you know, helped me to get onto the path that I find myself on today. On this path, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a seer, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I worked in the law enforcement field. Some of the education, though, that I received on this part of my journey was not received like it was on the other parts of my journey. I did a lot of traveling. I traveled really, really far. And believe it or not, I didn't even need a passport. I went to heaven. I've been there a few times. You know, a couple times I was there visiting loved ones, but other times I was there to attend schools of higher learning. This really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary. And this is where I discovered, wow, there are higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I've discovered that I really do have this amazingly strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue now to serve and protect, trading in my 357, and now offering angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma, and we've been together ever since. My chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to have the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. I'm so blessed to be here today and to really to be able to take my abilities to live radio. This helps me to really access a wider audience and brings my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people at regular intervals. But my purpose is, you know, just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, and there's probably a bunch of other stuff I practice too, and I'm a speaker and an author and a spiritual energy healer. My whole point has been figuring out my life, figuring out what the truth is. And so I've spent the last around 20 years, maybe longer, who knows, trying to understand who I am, what my purpose is, what life is really all about, who God really is, what all of this means, getting away from all of the doctrines and dogmas that I was taught coming up in churches, and looking within for the truth of me. And it's been an incredibly interesting experience, and I've learned so much. And I've let go of so much that I used to actually believe was true. And it's changed my life, changed it in every way. And now I actually have the freedom to just be me. And so when I work with people, it's all about helping them to find that inner freedom, that inner joy, that inner peace, so that they can live the life that they truly desire to live, and not the life that they feel that they were stuck with. So it's really an amazing experience, and I encourage everyone to, you know, begin to seek the truth within yourself. But you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is so much information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now it is time for us to hear messages. Yeah, that's it. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Oh, my gosh, Barbara, I don't know what I have. I mean, like I said, I've been up since, I don't know, I think it's 4:03 or something, and it's just, like, really bizarre. But I do have a beautiful little prayer. And it was a prayer for children written by the Reverend Jennifer Shackford, and it's entitled Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, I ask that you stay by my children's sides all day, every day, to protect them from outside influences. I ask that you give them strength and support during times when they are struggling. Thank you for protecting my children, my heart and soul, and so it is. And I think Ryan had picked that one because he has his two daughters, his little honey buns, and you know, they are the world to him, and he is the world to them. So they have this amazing connection still. It's just so, so beautiful. And while you were talking about dogma, Ryan was saying, who let the dogs out? And he said, you did, Barbara Grace. You did, DC. You took the dog out of dogma, and you're helping everybody to see things in a different way. So he's saying, you guys really broke it down. I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, Ryan. But Ryan is saying, good morning, everyone. Ooza. I'm just sending you a little hello from heaven. And as he's sending that hello from heaven, he's also sending everyone healing energy to surround them and whatever they're going through. And he asks each of us to take stock of ourselves and then take, you know, fate into our own hands. He's saying, you know what, sitting around and wishing is not going to be beneficial. And it doesn't help you to grow spiritually either. You've got to have faith in your own abilities. You've got to live with an attitude of gratitude. You've got to count your blessings daily. Guys, keep your thoughts positive, because one day you will be manifesting the blessings you used to dream about. I'm telling you, you have to know what you are feeling. If you don't, you're going to create unconsciously. You're going to create things that you're not even wanting. You have to know what you are feeling, okay? Everything around you is made of energy. And if you want to attract positive things, you've got to start off by giving off positive energy. Every thought, every action, it creates ripples throughout the infinite field of consciousness. And you've got to realize that you are more powerful than you think. Allow the universe to flow through you, and you will see amazing things begin to happen. Each of you must realize that you are the most amazing creation of the universe. The sooner you realize this, the sooner you're going to bring positivity into your life, your work, your family, and all that you are. Guys, this is your time. I'm telling you, this is your time. Smile, breathe, say ooza. Can you feel how amazing that feels? Wow. Take time each day to connect with your joy and whatever it is that you're passionate about. Focus your energy. Focus your intention into that direction and get ready for miracles to happen. Because, guys, you know what? Intention is everything. Start living your best life. There's no time for excuses. No disrespect, guys, but you really got to reflect. You have to take time each day to go within, and this is going to help you to really, you know, get a better perspective of who you truly are. This is where you can connect with your fears as well as your hopes and your dreams. But it really starts with reflecting on the past, and, you know, then you can let go of what no longer serves you. All that you've been through really has served you in one way or another. You've just got to trust in the process. Hold on to the lessons. Leave the pain and the negativity behind. You don't need them. And this is a time to look forward. You know, you're in the month of June. The summer months are beginning. And you've got to realize that sometimes like you go through some bad things. But in actuality, they can really help you to get onto the path that you need to be on and connect with the good things. Let all that you have learned so far help you to get going and growing forward in the right direction to the life that you truly deserve. Envision your future. Envision all the possibilities that await you. Guys, quiet the monkey mind. You know what? I really don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but it's up to you. You've got to run a tight ship. You've got to be prepared for any storm, you know, that lies ahead. You can be wild. You can be free. So seize the day. There's no going back from here. Today's all about happiness. It's all about new beginnings. Believe in yourself, all that you can do. And when you get up in the morning, I want you to go in that bathroom, look in the mirror, and look at that hairy eyeball. That's what I'm saying. Look at that hairy eyeball in the mirror and say, I love you. I love you. Love yourself and love all that you were created to be. You have the power. It begins and it ends with you. Take inventory of yourself. Okay, I've been through a lot of storms myself, and I could tell you, your troubles can be washed clean. The greater the storm, the brighter the rainbow. And don't forget, there is always, 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 always hope after a storm. You're here for a reason, so why not connect with the best version of you? I think I hit that nail on the head. I hope I made some sense to you, but please remember that spirit will tell you whatever it is that you need to know. Have a great day. Thank you. Ryan. Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Is that it?
I think that's it. I'm, like I said, my head is spinning here. I've been up for like I don't know how many hours, and I think that's it. Ryan is like the only message that's coming through today right now.
Okay. All righty then. We will see what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. And here it is. My beloved ones, you are each on this beautiful, amazing journey. And part of your understanding, your gaining the knowledge that you seek, requires that you truly accept that the answer is within you. And sometimes you will be sharing your insights with others, and they will say, but science has proven, and if you don't do this, then nothing will change, and all of these other beliefs that are not actually theirs, but that they have accepted, and they will challenge your beliefs based on those beliefs, and we want you to let that go. You see, because it really does come down to each individual and what each individual is willing to allow in their lives. And for those who are still in the space of having to have things proven in science, they are not at the same place as those who are ready to accept the truth within themselves. Do not waste your time arguing. Let them be as they are being. Let them go through and question everything that they are going through to question. Just accept them as they are. And surround them with love. And let it go. It is important that you do what feels right to you. Because the only life you are responsible for is yours. And the only life you can change is yours. And so while you may love these other people fiercely and want them to have a better life, you do not control them. It is not your responsibility to fix them. You simply share what you are here to share and let it go. And if they accept it, fine. And if they don't accept it, fine. It's not your problem, ever. So do not ever make others more important than yourself. Listen to your heart. Listen to your guidance. Create your life, because that is why you are here. We love you. We are with you. Call on us anytime you need us. You truly do have the answers within you. Always. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you.
All right. So now we are at the part of the show where people can call in and ask a question. Don't forget, if you call in, to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. And we will now go to our first caller from area code 951. Hello, who's this? Area code 951.
Hello.
Hello, Nathaniel.
I'm sorry. How you doing?
So what can we do for you today?
I just want to see if I can get a message from the angels.
All righty, well, let's see what we've got. DC, what are you getting for Nathaniel? DC, are you there?
Yes,
oh, yes, I am, Barbara. You know what? I wasn't muted. I just muted myself by accident. I was saying good morning to Nathaniel, and it's so nice to hear his voice.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'll talk some more if you want.
You know what, the first message I'm getting, Nathaniel, is you can't go back and change the beginning of your journey, but you can start where you are today, and you can certainly change the ending.
Yeah, the first day is the rest of the day, the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah, it certainly is. And with that being said, I'm being guided. The energy that I'm seeing now is coming from your solar plexus chakra, that's your power center. That's in the upper stomach, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Okay. Are you standing in your power?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's really important. When that chakra is spinning properly and, you know, and it's the right color, it's as bright as the sun. It's, like, totally amazing. And, you know, you think of your stomach, your belly, and it's the belly. It's like the belly of the sun, okay? It gives you your strength, your personal power. It helps you to identify, you know, yourself, your self-worth. It helps you to make really good choices. You know, it really affects, like, all aspects of yourself, your personality, okay? So This is sort of like your energetic home space, okay?
Okay.
And when we say, you know, like Nathaniel, stand in your power, you really have to get centered into that area, you know, your solar plexus area. That's the core of, mm-hmm. you know, where this comes from. So what I'm getting, Nathaniel, this is your time now to really ignite that inner fire within, okay? And have the courage and the confidence that you need today to really go forward in the direction of your dreams and of your goals, okay?
Okay.
And allow that beautiful power within to fuel your ambitions until you really, really, you know, feel that you've, you know, fulfilled all of the stuff that you are wanting. And you really have to, you know, connect with that power. You've got to feel it. And it's going to give you, you know, the ability to go forward in whatever direction, you know, that life is waiting to take you. Okay? But I'm getting right now, Nathaniel, like today as we're connecting, now is your time. It is your time to move in the direction of your dreams. It is your time to achieve all that you've been waiting to achieve. Okay? I mean, we're in June, so we're, you know, almost into summer. And the days are getting longer, they're getting warmer. And it really, I feel like it, you know, it makes me so much happier. So you've got to connect with that beautiful chakra, your solar plexus chakra. You've got to connect with its GPS system, which is, of course, your intuition. You've got to allow this beautiful chakra, you know, the solar plexus center, to help you expand and really go forward and make the right decisions. And, you know, intuitively, you will know if something is right for you, okay? So I don't know if you do any kind of meditations with your chakras, but I think, you know, if you had the time, I would do a little chakra meditation with this powerful solar plexus center, okay?
Would yoga be good? I went to the gym for like 5 hours the day before. And then, you know, I like to do yoga, and I think yoga probably balances out your chakra really well. I checked the park yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that as well. I'm getting like this chakra is going to really help you to express yourself, to accept yourself, okay? And it's going to be easier to connect with others and to really to be able to stand in your power, Nathaniel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to realize, like, you know what, I am the creator of my life. And I'm going to do what I've been waiting to do, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. You need a little bit of healing so that you can truly embrace, you know, the power that you have within and you can see your life from a different perspective, okay? And
okay,
really believe that you have what it takes because you do have what it takes to manifest what you are wanting. You know, you have the ability to transform yourself, to express yourself, to empower yourself. You have the ability to connect with prosperity and abundance, Nathaniel. And with that being said,
okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need like a little bit of healing to get you back on track, hon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Nathaniel. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel. Let's see how they want to deal with this. All right, so we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, it is safe for me to be powerful.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to be powerful.
Dear innate, it is time for me to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, it's time for me to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I know what is important to me.
Dear innate, I know what is important to me.
Dear innate, I have clarity about what I am creating.
Dear innate, I have clarity about what I'm creating.
Dear innate, I see the opportunities that are before me.
urinate, I see the opportunities that are before me.
Dear Nate, it is time for me to make my choice.
Dear Nate, it's time for me to make my choice.
Dear Nate, I choose to do what is for my highest good.
Dear Nate, I choose to do what's for my highest good.
Dear Nate, I choose my life.
Dear Nate, I choose my life.
Dear Nate, I know I am always supported.
Dear Nate, I know I'm always supported.
Dear Nate, I know I have the power to create.
Dear Nate, I know I have the power to create.
Dear Nate, I release the baggage from the past.
Dear Nate, I release the baggage from the past.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am.
Dear Nate, I am the new me.
Dear Nate, I am the new me.
Dear Nate, I am powerful and magnificent.
Dear Nate, I am powerful and magnificent.
Dear Nate, I am creating an amazing life.
Dear Nate, I am creating an amazing life.
Dear Nate, I remove all obstacles.
Dear Nate, I remove all obstacles.
Dear Nate, I stand in my joy.
Dear Nate, I stand in my joy.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I love and completely love myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. How does it feel?
Great, great. I really feel great.
Wonderful.
I'm a little tired. I just woke up, so I was taking a hot bath to kind of wake up a little bit.
Okay. Well, just listen to your guidance and start creating your life the way you truly want it to be, because this is your time to shine. It really is. Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye, DC.
Bye, hon.
Okay. And actually, Nathaniel was our only caller today, which is really weird. But
oh, my goodness.
It must be time for you
to
take a nap.
You know what? I feel like I'm bouncing right here. I have so much energy, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. Ryan is with me, and wow. It's just crazy. And there's this healing frequency. If any of you guys are listening and you're not calling in, please just, you know, connect with the healing frequency coming from myself and Barbara and Ryan. It's just totally amazing. And this healing can help you with any aspect of your life. You know, if there's any difficulties that you're going through, whatever it is, this healing is, you know, here for everything, okay? But Ryan is asking that each of you let go of your fears, and you've got to trust in yourself. You've got to trust in all the gifts that you have. And he's saying, I'm here for you. Barbara's here. DC's here. Your angels are here. Your guides, your guardians. And, you know, just let go of the fear. And when you do, you're going to see that miracles are going to come forward. There's going to be miracles and healing and all this good stuff. So it's just beautiful. And he's saying, you know what, all of you guys, you all have the power within yourself as well. you know, each of you have all this amazing power, this wisdom. All you have to do is really, you know, take the time to connect and unlock your potential. It's, you know, it's that easy. So he just said, you know, he loved connecting today, Barbara. He's thanking us for allowing his messages to come true, you know, through. And he's thanking you for all that you do for everyone. And he's been listening to you more so since he's on the other side. And he can't believe, you know, he loves these dear innate healings, Barbara.
Well, I'm glad
he's saying, you know what, you've got some homework to do, Barbara. Get on that unicorn and take a ride.
Okay. I will ride the unicorn.
Yeah, get on that unicorn and take a ride.
I can do that.
You better.
I will. Okay, then. I guess I will go ride the unicorn now.
Well, it sounds like a plan. It sounds like fun, Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
I'll have to join you. You'll have to spy and pick me up once you get your unicorn.
Okay.
And Callie's sitting here with thinks it's she has a vision of you riding the unicorn, and she's saying, "Oh, Mom, that's too much early in the morning to even think about."
I agree, Callie.
Well, you have a beautiful day, Barbara. Everyone out there listening, have a great day as well. And we look forward to connecting. Now, today is Thursday. It is Thursday all day. I guess Sunday, right, Barbara?
Yes, we will be back on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Beautiful. See you then, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.